And they have the colored school and the white school close together, huh? And they all get to, they all come along and get into a fight together. They yell out at each other. The white would call them a nigger, nigger, nigger. And the white was, the black would say, no, pepper one. Like, they fight that way. Uh-huh. But it was never nothing to it.
Okay.
It meant nothing.
Cracker? You ever hear that? Cracker?
I've heard a white person call another one a cracker. They were drunk out on the corner, and I've heard them say, you ain't nothing but an old cracker.
Okay. Now, somebody who lives out in the country and never got into town and never knew much about city ways, they say they were...
a country gal.
Okay.
It still calls me a country gal because I like the country.
Yeah.
I'd be living there now if it hadn't been for this lady I worked for.
Maybe somebody who lived back in the mountains or in the swamps or something like that, you could say they were names for them?
No, just country people.
You ever hear of a Hoosier?
No.
Okay.
I've heard them say hoodlums, but that meant, when they said hoodlum, that meant a bad, bad, common white person. Like you fight and curse and get drunk and cut up and do things like that.
Yeah.
Because this man I used to work for, my boss, he said that was nothing but a cheap hoodlum, you know, because he was low class. Well, let's put it this way. Both races had names for their race when they didn't do right, when it was bad. They just find any ugly name to say about them. No.
Yeah. Now, what kind of people are habitually arrested by the police?
Well, a very nice person can be arrested by a policeman. Anybody can.
Yeah.
Because if you run a red light and you don't have your driving license, they could take you into jail and you'd be a very popular person. You could be the queen of some place and they wouldn't know the difference. Or like they have a new rule now. Anybody driving a car drunk is going to jail. They used to give you a ticket. Now you could be a very nice rich person or a poor person. It's a very nice type person coming from a party, just got high at this party and not driving straight. That policeman gonna take you to jail regardless of who you are. So you see, it's not anymore like that. It used to be just the bad people they had a jail for them, but not anymore. Anybody disobey the police rules, the officer rules, you're going to jail.
In the old days, if you were a good person, a prominent person, they...
Well, if you did something wrong, you went to jail, regardless of who you were.
They didn't use, but they...
They never used bad names to you. I don't know if they do now. Not
they didn't used to.
But they used to call you bad names and hit you with the stick and everything when they put you in jail.
Yeah.
And they used to have some common policemen in there would even take advantage of the girls, the young women that go in there. They've had some sued for that. But, you know, they've had all kinds of things done.
Okay.
But I think they cleared all that up.
What kind of police, what kind of people would be always be arrested downtown, you know, by the
police? Well, you know, people that be on those weeds,
yeah.
What do you call it, that dope, if they catch them on the street like that, they don't know if they're drunk or on the dope, they put them in jail, and they got some that stay drunk all the time.
What do you call them? Just
trash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what else you'd call them.
Bums?
Yeah. Loafers? My husband used to call them brick pressers. Pressing bricks. They'd stand on the corners and all they'd do was pressing the brick deep in the ground. So you call them pressing brick on the corner.
Yeah. Okay, what about a woman who would be arrested?
Well, they'd say she was common if she was bad.